cars came out with some statistics recently. Driverless cars don't have accidents, really, and the few they do have are cars with drivers running into them. Some of the boys in the Flatheads, our vintage car club, were flabbergasted. They're old school, guys who revel in memories of souped-up engines, back-road drag races, cue ball shifter knobs, and dangling furry dice on the rear view. They love their rods, they love their memories, and they go apoplectic to imagine a future of robot automobiles they can sit in the back seat and read a newspaper. They have fond memories of other uses for that back seat. The age of the automobile is coming to an end. I made the mistake of saying to Two-Toed Tom at the diner, where it was overheard by half the Flatheads at the breakfast powwow, where they'd pushed half the tables together to make room for about a dozen car enthusiasts. Their Packards and Chargers and 88s were lined up outside the plate glass like an outdoor museum for testosterone, right next to Tom's beater with the cracked windshield and the missing front quarter panel, all gleaming with fresh wax and love and care. I might have been wiser announcing we ought to confiscate guns in an NRA meeting. Freddy, the head honcho Flathead, jerked his head in the direction of my blasphemy. "What are you drinking, man?" he practically shouted. Brenda spilled coffee on Harry's hand, missing his cup by a quarter mile. "Yow," he hollered in pain. The whole cafe was now on alert. "I only mean the day is coming when cars will drive themselves. They don't have accidents, Fred, and if they don't have accidents, guess what the insurance companies are going to demand? You want to drive your big Dodge, fine, but guess what they'll charge your Charger for the privilege?" Over my dead fender skeeter, Two-Toke raised his cup. "Amen, brother Fred, amen. All I'm saying, Fred, is half the folks out there on the road these days aren't driving anyway. They're text messaging, they're talking on the phone, they're wobbling over the center line, and they're drifting onto the shoulder. They go from 60 to 30 miles per hour. I don't know what all they're doing behind the wheel, but it sure isn't driving. Might be okay with me if they let the computer do that for them so they can pay attention to their smartphone." Fred snorted, and the assembled Flathead snorted in agreement. Brenda mopped up Harry's table and dried his hand. Harry would live. Two-Toke would get a good laugh on me later, and the Flatheads would all drive down memory lane with rumbling mufflers, cahuga horns, mohaired upholstery, big fins, and white wall tires like mastodons crossing back over the Bering Strait to a garage somewhere in the Pleistocene.